The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Ira, we need to lighten the mood, man. I mean, abrupt segue. I'm giving you a tall task, but I know you're up to it, man. Let's lighten the mood here.
All right, Sam, I think I can do this. So I have two stories for you. I'm going to give you, it's kind of like choose your own adventure. Do you want to go basketball or do you want to go football for these? I want your reaction on one basketball, one football.
Okay, so tangent, do they still have choose your own adventure stories?
I don't know, but it's the second time I've referenced this in like 2 or 3 days. I can't remember the other reason why I brought this up recently, but I did not long ago actually make that reference. I love those books. Those were fun.
I did too. All right, so do I want to do what?
Do you want to do a football story or a basketball story?
Let's start with basketball.
All right, so the basketball story. So yesterday, I am minding my own business, and I'm wandering around Twitter. And I don't know if you saw the news from the NBA, but there was another NBA head coach who could not come to an agreement on a contract extension. So Scott Brooks' contract expired in Washington. And so immediately, the Washington Wizards fans, not the know-it-alls, but the Washington Wizards fans start jumping into who should they talk to about being their head coach. There's some interesting names, Sam. One of the guys mentioned is from Baltimore, and he is one of your favorite guys to talk about on the air because you think he is one of the most handsome fellas to ever grace the NBA, Sam Cassell.
Hey, man, they say Sam Cassell. Charles Barkley said Sam Cassell can coach.
So Sam Cassell's name is very high on the list. He's a Maryland area guy. But, of course, an alum of the Washington Wizards Bulls franchise immediately becomes, this is the guy that I want. This is the guy that I want. I mean, it led to immediately. Oh, they've got, not only do they have to hire him, they have to redo the song, which is the song that I play here all the time. The reason I'm a Bulls fan. That immediately. Thankfully, Michigan fans started jumping into the conversation like, take a hike, get lost, ain't happening, not happening. But down the road, Sam, I wanted to get your opinion on the current. But down the road, though, the Wizards could be a place that could be appealing to him because he has a lot of ties there. But in the immediacy, Sam, when you see, considering Juwan just even spoke about this, I thought of you when I read this one yesterday.
Yeah, and look, it sounds like that's just a fan-driven thing, though, right? You don't have the media.
Clinton Yates, do you know Clinton Yates from The Undefeated? He said, Juwan Howard makes my list.
Why?
Because he's a DC. Because he's a DC. Both of them are DC guys.
Is Halle Berry on your list, Clinton? Is Beyonce on your list, man? I mean, let's talk about that. We got a lot of lists. Is your list achievable? Is your list realistic? Is a Lamborghini on your list? Is a what else do we? Is a Bentley on your list? I had a Bentley coupe. I mean, we can make up all kinds of lists, but is the list realistic, right? This is where the media is supposed to come in and tell, like, the fans, give them some reality. Don't stoke the flames of the unrealistic. And that's what he's doing there, in my opinion.
Yeah, he did. It was really funny because I saw it as a retweet from somebody in the media down in that area, and I just started laughing. As soon as I saw it, Juwan Howard's on my list, and I go, I'm sure he is. every time I see that now, I like to go read to the comments because, I mean, obviously, a guy like Yates is a pretty national guy, so he's going to have followers from across the country. So there'll be some Michigan people in there. So it's fun to find the people that I either recognize the names or I see like Go Blue in the Twitter handle or something like that. And most of those people are following us too, and I can figure that part out. And you just see the Michigan fans jumping in like, pipe dream, not happening, what you smoking? He's already said, well, all the different responses. I love reading those responses. And every once in a while, there's a reply. There was one in there, though. Saying there was one great one in there. I wish I had saved this one for you. There was one in there that came from a Maryland fan. He said, yeah, I think this is a great idea. That Turgeon Howard stuff was ridiculous. I mean, Juwan should act better, but... And I'm like, what? Juwan? You're putting this on Juwan?
Wait, stop the presses. You had a Maryland fan. See, I think that Maryland fans in the moment, in the heat of the moment, they were like, you know, okay, something needs to happen to Juwan because it's, you know, the game's happening, they're rooting for their team. But once they have a chance to take a breath, they don't go back to remembering they don't like Turgeon very much?
I think it's a mixed bag on that one. I think I think that what's happened at Maryland, and I'm assuming this happened in other places during realignment, is that you need any kind of fuel to create your – like, they hate Duke. They hate Virginia, right? These are rivals. I mean, think about those early 2000 games with Duke. Think about in the history of them, you know, Virginia, Maryland. These are things that you grew up – these are the teams that you grew up hating, you know, sports rivalries. And Maryland doesn't have those in the Big Ten. Now, Maryland immediately came in, and they had a dislike for Michigan State because Corey Lucius hit a shot to knock Maryland out of the NCAA tournament in 2010 or whatever that year was. Like, so there are moments. So I think that when that happens with Juwan and Turgeon, that Maryland fans are going to seize on that as a reason to not like Michigan and to think that they can create some sort of a rivalry, you know, with Michigan. And maybe Michigan fans will turn and go, I don't like Turgeon, but they're going to turn and go, we don't care about Maryland either. So it's not going to create a rivalry. So I think that may be a little bit in there. But I thought that one was pretty funny. But Sam, nothing takes the cake like the football story. And I saw this one, and then I had a bunch of people, including our guy Theus, tweet this one at us. So the McCaffrey family. Did you see this one yesterday, Sam? The McCaffrey family?
I did. I saw
this. This is great. So Christian McCaffrey quote tweets a quote from Scott Frost, and a sentence and then a quote from Scott Frost. It says, the quote part is, more words in the wild nature transfer portal from Scott Frost, who referenced Luke McCaffrey when mentioning his name, quote, without mentioning his name, quote, buckle up because this isn't the last time you're going to see this happening, end quote, Frost said. So Christian McCaffrey tweets, hold on, didn't you transfer? PSA to all recruits, take note on how a coach treats his players once they're no longer useful to him. Hashtag, come on, man, at Coach Frost. We even added the coach. And then Max McCaffrey tweeted in with, and he quoted he screenshotted something from Wikipedia because it says, Frost began his collegiate career as a two-year letterman at Stanford in 93 and 94 before transferring to Nebraska in 1995. So Max McCaffrey says, transfers in college, brings in transfers this week, bad advice, treat all players former and current with respect, especially kids. Come on, man, they're laughing. So the McCaffrey family had fun at the expense of Scott Frost. And so the question is, who now gets more pleasure in making Scott Frost's mom cry, the McCaffrey family or Sam Webb?
They have a point. Look, Ira.
They were spot on.
Yes, their point was well made. The lack of self-awareness here for Scott Frost is amazing to me. And you talk about a guy who, quicker than has taken place here, because you know, initially, you remember I said when Jim landed in 2015, if you went to the airport, you would have seen rose petals everywhere. I mean, you would have seen rose petals from Metro Airport all the way to Shebeck Hall.
Like he's the king of Zamunda.
He's the king of Zamunda, man. You know, the rose petals they stopped being tossed a little while ago. It seemed like it only took a year in Lincoln, because they are, it just doesn't seem like there's just this universal, he can do no wrong with the Husker fan base anymore.
Because Scott, Sam, you remember what he did in year two at Central Florida? And that didn't happen in year two at Nebraska. So obviously he doesn't walk on water, and now they're disappointed because apparently he can't, you know, do for Nebraska in 2 years. I don't know, all the advantages that you have in the state of Nebraska when it comes to football, that he couldn't do that there that he did in 2 years in Central Florida, you know, because they have no advantages in the state of Florida when it comes to football.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, man, look, a lot of fan bases aren't realistic, Ira. I'm not going to just...
Most?
I'm just going to put that on Nebraska fans, but it's very interesting to see how the deference is eroding, or how quickly it eroded with Scott Frost. So I imagine there are some sympathizers to the McCaffreys over there in Lincoln, because how did this go by? How did that come out of your mouth and you didn't immediately think, oh, wait a minute, I did that? I just don't know how that happens if you're Scott Frost. So can it be impactful on the recruiting trail? Because that's what they're saying. It's like, hey, recruits, now check out this guy. Hey, if it doesn't go right, this is how he's going to treat you.
You tell me that coming from Christian McCaffrey in particular wouldn't carry a little bit of weight?
I think so. Now, I don't know how much, But I think so, Mr. Weintraub. So, yeah.
I mean, think about just, you know, Nebraska's in a recruiting battle with Illinois over player X, right? You tell me that Brett Bielema isn't going to flash that? That's barely even negative recruiting. That's just flat out telling that this is what your coach, this is what that coach said about transfers. Oh, by the way, this is that coach who was a transfer. It's like a one sheet of when you're in a one-on-one recruiting against Nebraska. It's a one sheet, and boom, you put that in front of a kid, and every time that kid should be saying, yeah, why would I go play for that coach? When this coach, he has my best interest. That coach, he cares about himself. It's kind of laid out there for you.
Yeah. Good for you, McCaffreys. Good for you. You knew I was going to say that anyway, though.
Maybe Scott Frost makes his mom cry. It's his own fault. Maybe it's not you making her cry. Maybe it's not the McCaffreys making her cry. Maybe he makes his own mom cry.
Right. I hear you. All right, folks. Yeah, anytime we can take a shot at Scott Frost, I love it. Anytime we can talk some recruiting, I love that too. We're going to do that on the other side with the recruiting roundup. Before we get there, though, look, we were talking about all the restrictions that are going to be in place for folks that for players that aren't vaccinated in the NFL. I think this is an outstanding policy in the NFL that, you know, it allows the unvaccinated to, you know, making it mandatory to do so. I get that. But there are some restrictions. You know, even vaccinated folks can still be at risk. We get that. And because of that, Mr. Weintraub, there are a lot of things that we don't do anymore. I mean, you know, I don't go out. I'm not shaking hands left and right. I'm not throwing up high fives. I'm going out and about, but I'm not doing some of the things that I was doing pre-COVID. Well, I know a place where you can still get a high five, though. Get a high five and it be something that is thoroughly enjoyable. A high five may be unlike any high five you had before. You can get the high five over at Black Rock Bar and Grill, the high five combo. What is the high five combo? So it is 5 ounces of Black Rock's signature sirloin, 5 savory shrimp, brought to you on a 755-degree piece of volcanic granite, served with your 2 favorite sides, all for $15.99. That is a high five that is thoroughly enjoyable, a high five that you cook up at your table on that 755-degree slab of volcanic rock. Right. And what makes it even better is that as you're getting into your meal, having that conversation, you're 15 minutes in. Wait a minute. My food is cooled down. Throw it right back on that slab of granite. Bring it right back up the temperature. Every bite is like your first bite. That is the Black Rock difference. Black Rock Bar and Grill, where you can get the high five combo for $15.99. Now 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor, where parking is ample and free. Even on game days, we got the recruiting right up on the other side. If you have your recruiting questions, now is the time to get them in at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider, tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@wtka.com. Back on the other side with the recruiting right up on Sports Talk 1050 WTK.